that there is one substantial thing. If we know Him, everything is known. If we get Him, everything is got. If such conviction we can have, then we can have peace. Shraddha sabde vishwas kahe sudhiro nischay, Krishna bhakti kahe sarva karma kito hai. What is the definition of Shraddha? Now Shraddha is a particular faith that if I do my duty to one, the duty to whole is done automatically. If I get one, if I know one, the whole is known. By knowing the center of the whole, we know the whole. How it is possible? A possible analogy also has given in Bhagavatam. Jatha tarurmura nishetamena tispanti tatskanda pujubha shaka rāna paharatya jasin diyānām tasaiva sadbhāvanatya. Just as if we pour water into the root of the tree, the whole tree is fed. If we put food into the stomach, the whole body is fed. So if we do our service to Him, the whole is served. If we have such faith in us, then we get what is Shraddha. So faith is the preliminary fundamental foundation over which we can have such a structure of our devotional aspiration. Krishna bhakti kaile sarva karma kita hai. This is faith. Faith means this. Not knowledge drawn from the experience, but it is another thing. It is come down from us. But that knowing the center, you can know everything. By getting the center, you can got everything. You can get everything. It is possible. And such sort of analogy is given. Put food into the stomach, the whole body is full. In this way, He is the center. He is the center. Just as if you can control that sun, the whole ray world will be controlled. The origin of everything. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna. This is a peculiar thing, and this is Shraddha. That we can know one thing, whole thing none, whole is known. We can know, we can have one thing, I can get everything. This is a very hard nut to crack. But you see, in other words, we can think, anuraniyam mahato munhiyam. If we want to divide things into smaller parts, smallest, then again divide it, smallest, again divide it, smallest, no end. No end. And if we go to the line of bigness, then also so big, again, again, more bigger, more bigger, more bigger, no end. Then where to trace? Where to trace Him? In our intellectual inquiry, if he goes in this way to inquire the biggest, the most comprehensive, no end, and the most subtlest of the subtle, no end, then where is God to be located? The prime cause, the real cause to be detected where? Well, somewhere in the middle. Madhyamadhikar, Paman. He is in the center. God is the Father in Christianity, but Vaishnava, this is God, Son who is of Godhead. Kishoramurti. Kishoramurti, Sonhood, in the center. The Father, Mother, all servants, all extending this side, that side. All sadvitas, very center, represents the very gist. The most valuable substance is in the center, not in any end outside, and not in any end inside, but he has got central existence. And therefore he controls both sides. Anura Niyan Mahato Mahiyam. Everything is non-ending. So Krishna says, what you can conceive, try to conceive as infinite, that forms one part of mind. Atava bhuvanete na krigyate na katavajjana vishtyut bhavam idam krishnam ekaṁśe na sthito vrat. The conception of your infinite, that forms one part of mind. Try to think like that. A line has got no end. But a line can contain innumerable points. And a plane can contain innumerable lines. And a solid can contain innumerable planes. So infinite is of what? A line also infinite, plane also infinite, solid also may be infinite. Right? And in the negative side, a punch is infinite, smallest of the small. There's all these forms of thought. And ultimately one thing, like a hypnotizer, what he wants us to see, we cannot but see that. As a hypnotizer, controls the subject of a person and plays with him, whatever you are, oh, are you seeing this? Yes, I am seeing that. Are you seeing that? Yes, I am seeing that. But real object is not in the not outside. But he has controlled the subject, the seer. Seer is controlled in such a way that whatever he orders, he say, I am seeing that. The real position is there. I was told that one French scientist recently, he's trying to prove that the color figure is not outside, but it is within the eye. The color is within the eye, not outside. In Eastern philosophy, the sun, the eye, and the color from the common origin, panchatam matra. In sattva-gun, the sun, in raja-gun, the eye, and tamo-gun, the experience of the eye, coming from same source, bifurcated in these three ways. One is showing, another is seeing, another is seen. All common branch. So also sound, the ether, the sound, the ear. So coming from the subjective world, and if our subject is controlled, the whole experience is controlled. The world of our experience is controlled. We are nowhere. What he wants us to see, we are compelled to see that. It's such a peculiar, strange power. Let there be water, there was water. Let there be light, there was light. The wind power. Everything controlled. The jiva consciousness is controlled wholly by the super consciousness. all the officers, how they will deal with the subjects. It's controlled by the higher officer. In this way, we are such. So with folded palms, we are your slave. As you like to play with me, I am ready to do that. This is, without challenging mood, this is the real position by which we can thrive. We can have his real nature, we can have experience somehow. We are helpless. But still, it is not unsubstantial. But substance is not the fossil, substance is the consciousness pure. And more than that, real substance is ecstasy, is joy, happiness. That is. And he is that joy himself, ocean of joy, ocean of ecstasy. That is the concrete thing. All else are dependent. And the anubhuti, the conception of the experience, the feeling of the ecstasy, that is also a part of ecstasy. True, that happiness is the most integral conception of truth. Everyone is hankering for happiness. And there is any conception, any feeling, only aspiration for to be happy. The happiness is the center, the all. But that is misguided. In the name of happiness we are meeting this pleasure, sorrow, pain. The central call comes from happiness, Krishna. Krishna attracting, attraction, absolute attraction can come from where? Only from happiness, from ecstasy. The call of ecstasy, come to me, that is universal, and nothing can be universal. Everyone thinks, I want happiness. I want to be happy. Happiness, the general call. So the general center is there, that of happiness, and he is calling all of us, come to me, come to me. But misguided we are, struggling, running hither, thither, aimlessly. A call from Krishna, Mahaprabhu says, the Lord of love, the Lord of beauty, really to be beautiful. The universal call from him and reaching to the innermost heart. None can deny that I do not want happy, want to be happy. The universal call to every heart, every soul there. Want to be happy. I want happiness. The happiness, the pure happiness of the highest order personified. Every feeling he has got. To have a personal conception of the one, that is not disappointment. That is the highest ideal. Impersonal things, they are under our foot. But personal conception of things, that we can do, that we can aspire after, that is encouraging, and that to the highest degree is there, the Lord of beauty and love, calling every heart, come to me. And we are also trying to go, but misguided, this side, that side, black, and the blind lane, we are wandering in the blind lane, in quest of that happiness in the universal, the Lord of love, the enjoyer. Nidai Gaur Haribo, Nidai Gaur Haribo. Sudev Ghosh said, Yodhi Gaur na ho to kamana hai to kamane dharitam dehe. After coming, in the conception of Sri Gauranga, what he gave to us, Vasudhi Ghosh was hardly is giving vent to this feeling, his feeling. Oh, if Gauranga did not come, and if he did not deliver this news of our self-prospect, how could we live? How could we live? It would have been impossible for us to live. So high prospect we have got. And if he came and gave this news, no, you are more than king. You have got such honored position in the relation of Krishna. And that means that news of that mind prospect is given to me by Sri Gauranga. If he did not come, then how could we live? We died of suffocation. Suffocation. We are meant to meet death. Can one live without hearing such great prospect of him? Everyone has been announced above their prospect highest, and the Lord has come with that hope to us. It is impossible to sustain one's life without his association. He says in this way, how to live? Vasudeva kamane dhorita dehi. The very sustenance of our life is there, given by Sri Gauranga. The life is worth living. We have got our worth. We can do such intimate service to the Lord, and we have high position of adoration. We are so great, so big, so high, so noble, that we can remain around that highest Lord. So insignificant we are, neglected we are in this world. Death like the world is like a football, kicking from this side, going that side, being kicked by that, from another side, in this way we are rolling the ground. And our fortune is so high. Prospect. Gaurhari, 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 Jai Gaurhari. Jai Gaurhari Gaur, Jai Gaurhari. Gauriya Pasani Mishiya, Gauriya Kureji Konva Bishu. Jai Gaurhari. Pasani Mishiya, Kureji Konva Bishu. Jai Gaurhari. Well, Nijai. Tomorrow.
I'm going to go to Calcutta tomorrow.
Tomorrow.
And then in Calcutta. Days, on the 18th, I will go to America.
18th. 18th? January.
Yeah. Back in 2 months. I will try to come back in 2 months. 2 months.
The Mahaprabhu birth ceremony. March.
March, yes.
I will try.
March.
Mahaprabhu, say to the Muslims to turn them into Pathan Vaishnavas.
Pathan Vaishnava.
How did he make the Muslims Vaishnavas?
When he was coming, I returned from Vrindavan. We met some Pathan Vaishnava on his way. Coming away from Vrindavan, he was overwhelmed with pain of separation from Vrindavan. So many symptoms in his body came out, the sattika symptoms. Sometimes fainted, sometimes dancing, sometimes chanting, sometimes rolling on the earth. So many things. The gang of Mohammedan group was going towards Delhi Palace, and they met him on his way, and seeing his face, in so many ways. The leader of that Muslim party was very much impressed. First, they thought that this man has much wealth, has much golden coins or so. Two or three attendants he had. One Krishnadas Rajput, another Sonoriya Brahman, and Gopal, this Vallabh Bhatta, the attendant. That leader of the Muslim party, he thought that he has been administered some sort of drug, and his condition is such, and these persons have looted his golden coins. They took like that. Then it cannot but be effects of a particular drug. He is showing so much things. Then after Mahaprabhu came to senses, in our words, then that gentleman, Mahamudan, approached him. I saw you just before in an abnormal condition. What you are doing is a normal thinking man, conscious man cannot move in such a way. They must have administered some drug to you, and perhaps you have some wealth, they have taken it away. Is it? Mahaprabhu says, no, no, I have got some disease, mrigi. A particular disease permanent I have got, so sometimes I am a prey to that disease. And these persons, they are my old friends, they try their best to nurse me. They are our friends, they are not poor. Then that leader of the Islam party thought, if it is not the result of drug application, then how it is possible? Such feats I saw with my own eyes, then this is the effect of what thing? Then with more modest inquiry he approached Mahaprabhu. That what I saw, this is impossible. You say no drug, but no disease can produce such effects. So please tell me what is the reality behind this. Then Mahaprabhu told that this we hear from the scripture, that the love divine, that is the highest thing, and sometimes through that Krishna comes down, and by his inspiration so many things happen. Then he had more inquisitiveness. What is that thing? In our Islam, the Quran, all these not mentioned. Ultimately, it says that something like impersonal God, with mere approach to impersonalism, you say it is such, Krishna, all these things. Then Mahaprabhu had some talk, very summary is given, that your Quran has also contained such meaning. Ruh means jiva, pure jiva, ruh, and the esk is the plane. Ruh, the jiva soul, may have esk, and that is the highest prospect of him. It is mentioned in your Quran, but your acharya, they do not understand that, and they explain in some other way, but really it is there. Then he remembered, he had some knowledge of Quran, Yes, the escort, who all this mention in such meaning is possible. Then he thought that he is not a man of ordinary type, Sri Chaitanya Dev. Anyhow, he is of the high standard of spiritual life. So he submitted. But I saw that it is not an exhibition, it is natural feeling of love for the Supreme Lord. I want your grace. I want your grace. Please accept me as your disciple and let me bless it. I want your blessing. So Mahaprabhu asked him, yes, take Krishna, Hare Krishna. That is the only way to get. And those with some, that mullah leader, with few of his followers, became. One was Bijoli Khan. They accepted Mahaprabhu's grace. And so they are taking Krishna, Hare Krishna, because they accepted. They are known as Pathan Vaishnava. They come from the Pathan society, a section of the Muslim. So they have recognition as Pathan Vaishnava. Vaishnava are coming from the Pathan section. In this way, they got some acquaintance among the Vaishnava and the society, the Pathan Vaishnava. One Bijoli Khan, he was a little advanced in such realization. That is the Pathan Vaishnava. And that was done near Soro. From Vrindavan, coming this side, the Ganges, the nearest Ganges is in Soro. Shukara Kshetra, colloquially Soro. And that place is this thing took place. From Agra to Kathmandu, the narrow gauge rail line went on. And there, one station is Soro. There it happened. Shukara Kshetra, Varaha Kshetra. Nidai Gaur Hari Bo, Nidai Gaur Gaur.
Thank you.
Eh?
No.
You are a little satisfied?
Eh? I'm satisfied.
Eh?
Yes,
he
says yes.
Inner satisfaction, we have assured our inner demand. That we can have our fulfillment, inner fulfillment, to the fullest extent we can realize if we come near about Krishna consciousness, Krishna conception of Godhead. Krishna, he attracts and he gives satisfaction. And nature is beautiful. Satyam Shivam Sundaram. Real beauty, ecstasy, love, all similar things, same embodied. And that attracts everyone. The power also attracts, but that is superficial. Real attraction is of love from the heart. Anandam. We want to be happy. Sometimes we reject power for searching ecstasy. Buddha, he was the son of a king. But he left his kingdom. There are many who left their position of power and enjoyment and for horse satisfaction, for sukham, for ecstasy, they began to search and discover the whole area. So Krishna represents the beauty side, the love divine. There is ecstasy, the mercy, all the higher things above justice. Causeless, not under the jurisdiction of justice, the plenary and automatic, spontaneous flow.
Then full belly.
Aye.
Belly full.
Then I give, dissolve the question here. It's clear. The God is person, he is enjoyer, and everything to be enjoyed by him. For himself. Everything for himself. He is for himself. This is Vaishnavism. He is for himself. And everything for himself. That means he is the enjoyer of everything. And we have to supply his enjoyment, our position. Prakriti. Prakriti means the energy which moves, works. The energy, working energy is prakriti. And to what purpose? To fulfill his satisfaction. He is purusha, bhokta. Purusha sukha dukkhanam. Bhaktite he to uchyate. So the symptom of purusha is that he is the enjoyer of everything, and the nature of prakriti is this, that he supplies the enjoyment. He is used for the enjoyment, prakriti purusha. Purusha sukha karja karana kartite he to prakriti uchyate. And purusha sukha dukkhanam bhaktitte hetu ruchyate. Swami Maharaj gave example in the West, that's a khanjandhanai. The India has got spiritual brain, and the American, you have got energy. Both combined, they may start the prakriti. Prakriti, purusha is with I, but lame, purusha. Lame, but endowed with I. Prakriti, their limbs are perfect, but blind. So, this limb, the I, purusha, he is on the shoulder of the prakriti, who has got full limb but blind. The purusha, the eyes man, he has climbed on the shoulder of the person whose limbs are all right, but he can't see the way. So he is guiding, go this side, and this man is carrying this side, this side. Prakriti purusha, combined. The world going. Prakriti is blind. Karya karana kottikte hetu prakriti ruchyate. Blind energy that is moving. And the purusha, eyed but lame, crippled. Both combined. The seer of the way is purusha, guider, and is in the guiding. The prakriti is guiding, moving. In America, where is home?
San Francisco. It's near where Goswami Maharaj is.
Near Goswami Maharaj.
Yes, close.
40 miles.
40 miles. You may connect with him. required for India. Sudhir Maharaj says that search for Krishna. Is any copy here? No.
No. You have one copy I gave you? No, I need that back.
I don't know where it is. Maybe with Govinda Maharaj Bharat.
I take one, gentleman.
Huh?
I copy chilo Manohar in
the
book.
I think I can show
you. The search for Krishna, reality, the beautiful.
She's telling me, yeah. I'll get it.
First part, published from there. Ekta copy, ekta ye dile hoto, ambrosia ba ei je notun chabana holo.
Maharaj, Guru Maharaj tell one ambrosia and one book.
One copy of ambrosia available amongst you? No.
What is ambrosia?
Ambrosia, huh?
This copy is in the cabinet. There are copies in this cabinet here, Maharaj.
Ambrosia.
Almara? Yes, there's copies here.
Three.
Some. How many?
Some copies.
Yes. There's some copies.
So one copy and maybe given to her.
Okay.
Two copies.
It's one of the
there's
one
copy
here. There's one more left in the
only
cabin.
One there. I will not take this. The collections from many, many saints of very higher level will find satisfaction reading. How is relation between the Supreme Personality and we are, between him and us. Authentic quotations from various scriptures of high order.
This is Dampu. Another book published.
Omiya Ninai ke Bodhidhidai. You did it to manage to send some copies of this book here.
How many?
How many? Present them some. Okay. We shall try to publish another edition
from here.
Yeah.
Robin.
Yes. Robin Crusoe. Have you gone through that book we read in childhood?
Yes, Robinson.
Robin Crusoe, another. He was lost in the ocean. Robin Crusoe. Any meaning and the like?
It's a type of bird.
Type of bird?
Yes, in America.
And a bird in the seashore. Where to be found?
Yeah.
In the hill?
Yeah.
Forest. Or seashore?
Forest.
A robin. A rob means in Sanskrit sound.
Sound?
Sound.
In Sanskrit, the rab means sound, noise, rab. Krishna, Krishna, rab, bhav. As a lash, hash, lash, vasa. In Premadham Stotra. And Mahaprabhu wandering in Vrindavan, loudly he is chanting Krishna, Krishna. And that sound, and that is called backed by the bhava, the inner emotion. Sometimes laughing, sometimes dancing, sometimes rolling in the ground, and the tears flowing from the eyes so profusely that the ground below his foot is being wetted in this way. He is wandering in Vrindavan, thinking about Radha Govinda. They went to Radha Kunda, and there suddenly he had he came out from his emotional mood and asked, "Where is Radha Kunda here?" None knows where is Radha Kunda. He came out of his trance, and there was some paddy field, and he took some water from some paddy field and bathed in that kunda. Afterwards, there was a tank dug out, and now it is known as Radha. That was forgotten by all, and the tank was also covered by art, and that transformed into a cultivating land. But Mahaprabhu, in his transcendental trance, went nearby and asked the people, "Where is Radha Kunda?" People do not know. Then, through his emotion, he took some water from his paddy field and began to chant the stotram from the Shastra about Radha Kunda. So this is the great nobility of this place, the highest place in Vrindavan, where Krishna, with his most confidential group, performed his leela there, in the water as well as in the banks. That is Radha Kunda, the land of spiritual love, transcendental love, love divine. I have sacrificed to the highest extent. Love means sacrifice, must be backed by sacrifice. The degree of sacrifice creates nobility. What is noble? Where there is sacrifice. And the sacrifice to the highest degree for the satisfaction of Krishna is found only in Radha Kunda in Vrindavan. The whole Vrindavan area is a holy land of sacrifice, spiritual sacrifice,